Next up is Sheila.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm a recovering addict whose name is Sheila.
Hey, Sheila.
Hi, family. First things first, always give thanks to God for another day of life. And the program of Narcotics Anonymous for showing me how to live this new way of life a day at a time, even against my will.
Yeah, yeah.
For that, I'm eternally grateful. I want to welcome the newcomer to Narcotics Anonymous and let you know that if you don't understand anything that's said this weekend, it's really okay.
Yeah.
Just don't use and keep coming. That's the bottom line. When it's all said and done, when we go home on Sunday, we want to go home clean and with a little more information to get just one more day. I don't want to be here. You know, not all the cute stuff is out the way. You know, and all of a sudden, let her talk. Look, she got longer. You know, I don't know what watch they working on. You know, he's talking about, well, you know, we going by CD time. I'm on God's time. I ain't on CD time. You know, and I just love him because he's just doing what he's supposed to do. But I'm like, listen, you can just fill in the blanks on the CD for me. I'm here to talk with the people. With the people, with the people. And I need to share and be honest, man. I went to Wayne and said, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this because I'm scared of what's going to come out of my mouth. I know that because God has always used this plateau to set me free and to set somebody else free.
That's right.
And I'm always convinced that folks got my house wired. My phone's tapped.
All right.
And they following me around, booing all my business.
All right.
And then they call and say, will you do effects of the defects? Just when you think you better.
Yeah.
What defects?
That's right.
Ain't no effects. I'm cool. God say, oh, you are. And I know that if it's not going on, and you hit him, Wayne, it's all his fault. He, you know, had my house wired. You know, so y'all can stay away from Wayne. He had you sharing and telling your business before it's all over. You know, because the reality is, I'm talking about within minutes of having to be up here, I was in it. I was in the zone. Listen, I'm telling y'all, if you get anything out of anything that I say, give it to the God of your understanding. Because I always tell my girlfriend, God, can you just use somebody else sometime? Why does it always have to be me to do the research? I'm tired of being a research pig. He said, listen, I rescued you over 12 years ago. I rescued you because I want you to show them about my love, my power, my grace, and my mercy. And when you did that old sucker third step, when you put your life under new management, you ain't had no say-so no more. Then you messed around and took a 12th step where you had to freely give it back. Then I was done. But listen, I don't care what kind of meeting it is. Listen, the literature says we don't dwell excessively on our active addiction or war story, but the traditions, third tradition implies that you need to give the new member something to identify with. Because, see, the newcomer don't even know they defected up yet, and it's okay. Effects of what? They still feeling the effects of dope. Y'all talking about a defect. Listen, newcomer, you got folks with clean time who ain't digging a day in some defects, so don't you worry about it. We're all in this together, all right? Listen, I went into treatment January 23rd, 1993. About 90 pounds soaking wet with no hopes, no dreams, no self-worth, no self-dignity, no self-love, no nothing.
That's right.
And I need to share with y'all, I went in there with complete self-hatred. You had to hate yourself to do to yourself what some of us did to ourselves.
That's right.
Listen, and I found out in treatment, listen, I didn't go in because I wanted to stop getting high. All you NA police, get with me later. I liked getting high. I ain't know nothing about slowly committing suicide. None of that became a part of my vocabulary until I got in here. I went into treatment because I wanted to stop hurting. And I found out in treatment, if you want to stop hurting, you got to stop using drugs first. You know, it sounds real simple from this point, but ask somebody with 30 days how simple that is. Ask somebody with clean time, substantial clean time, who feels there's no hope. And drugs start looking attractive again. Whew. Listen, what I found out after being in this process for over 12 years with no relapse in my story, that if you want to stop hurting in other areas, you got to stop using other things, which are using those old ideas and attitudes that the literature say will lead you back to dope. You ain't got to go by me. Read the first step. Listen, right hand side, bottom of the page. Out of the basic text for those who've not graduated to it, works how and why yet. You know, because we got some folks, you know, they living on the first step, just don't get high.
That's right.
You better buy that green and yellow book. But anyway. So listen, I understand that, and I welcome the newcomer to Narcotics Anonymous and say, listen, you just never have to use drugs again, man.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell y'all, listen, I wanted to do some old Q stuff, right? You know, because, and I'm with sis, there's three meetings that happen. There's the meeting before the meeting when you're in the shower and you're dropping it like it's hot. You know what I mean? Because I, you know, listen, I'm going to share this. If you ever get to the point where you're not nervous to do this, you need to stop doing this.
That's right.
You understand? When you start getting to the point where you cool,
yeah,
and
on.
You got this,
right.
You don't need to do this. Because I understand that when you pray and ask God to move you out your way, it ain't about you no more. That's why I'm afraid, because I don't know what he's setting me up to do.
That's right.
Listen, I'm going to be honest. I'm scared as hell. I'm scared. I'm talking about at this very moment. Going to another level.
Yeah.
Listen. Going to Wayne and saying, I don't want to do this. He said, that's right. You need to do it. Because y'all ain't going to get no cut today. I ain't had time to sit in it and manipulate it and process it and pick and choose what I want to say and what I want to do. I'm talking about pulling my sponsee outside the meeting and being in tears and saying, boy, I don't know what's going to happen. But whatever happens, I'll be set free, and it's going to be all right. Because call me self-centered, whatever you want. It can be, fuck, it's yes. Shit. Hey, goddamn. No. Because I don't like the effects of the defects in my life. And listen, after you've been here for a minute, they're subtle. You know, it ain't them blasting ones no more where they just blam, blam. No. It's the jokers that don't let you sleep at night. It's the jokers that don't affect your finances. Don't affect your physical. Listen, it affects your spiritual and your mental. The hardest part of this thing to combat. So my head said, go get cute. Tell them the old, you know, generic stuff. You know, how my defect screwed up my daughter's first trimester of her pregnancy out of self-centered fear. You know, I even identified the defects for y'all. You know, listen. And all that, because that's where I was going to go. You know, yeah, tell them about the effect of defect. Listen, not being able to survive your emotions once again in this process and being trying to commit suicide with clean time, with steps in my life, with all of that other stuff, finding myself in a crisis unit because I swallowed a bottle of pills, because with all that good stuff that you think equals recovery, once again, dying became more attractive than living. Tell them that cute shit. Tell them the cute stuff about how you got a charge card you got to pay off that you don't even remember spending because you was in 2 years of depression. Why? Because you couldn't come out the black hole. Why? Because you couldn't do a real 10 step to clear some shit off your plate to keep you from feeling fucked up. So what did you do? Emotional spending. Now you got to do what? A 9 step to a credit card company. You don't even remember spending the $5,000. That's the cute stuff I wanted to say. But God said, no. You're going to tell him what you're doing right now. I went to a meeting and I heard the dude said, listen, that relationship, that I ain't shared about relationships in a long time. But I know I'm at the point of no return. And you know that you're at the point of no return when you've done all you can do. You flipped it and you flopped it. And you've even left and you've come back. And you've prayed and you've given it to God. And you've even, listen, got a new support group. You do a four-step just on that relationship. And when it still ain't going nowhere, it's the point of no return. So listen, dude say, he say,
Yeah, it's all right. Come on.
He say, listen, when something can't stand on its own, it's dead.
Come on.
But you know what? I'm that girl he was talking about that plugged the bitch up to a life support. Because I want to keep it alive under any and all circumstances. Why? Because that defect, listen, it ain't even a defect. Because I believe there's only three real defects. Everything else branches out of that. Anger, resentment, and fear. Listen, but I'm understanding because I asked sponsor, what defect has me here again? She said disobedience. Not disobedience to sponsor. Not disobedience to my friends. Disobedience to your spirit. You may not understand that.
That's right.
Y'all told us, get a guy to understand and handle your business and do some work and get to know him. Larry Stepp said you need to seek his will for your life and you need to ask for the power and strength to carry it out. Then you want to be disobedient when he tell you what your will is and you still don't want to do it. And you don't even know why you don't want to do it. It ain't as easy to identify why I don't want to do it this time. You just fucking don't want to do it. It ain't even that deep, you know, because I really tried to find out. You already know what this is like. Why are you back here again?
Yeah.
Long before the step working guy came out with the new form of insanity, I had been saying it long time ago. It ain't, look, and I don't repeat the same thing and expect different results.
Yeah.
I repeat the same thing, know the results, but I got a step of God and some friends in my life, I'll be all right. Get to a point, it ain't even saying no more. You just doing what you want to do because you want to do what you want to do. You ain't got to write no list about it. You ain't got to come up with all these defects. No. Outright defiance and disobedience. You doing, that's it. Listen, I couldn't find nothing else but that. And so what's the effect of that?
Come on.
Being in stuff long after the expiration is over, you in it. I wouldn't even eat meat out my refrigerator that got a past due date on it. Shit, I throw milk away that's a day old. Because I know it will make you sick.
Yeah.
But yet you'll stay in some stuff that you know is killing you.
Yeah, that's right.
And I stay there.
That's right.
I don't even have a reason why I stay. Because here goes, listen. What it's like to be free.
Yeah.
Hear what I'm saying. I walked away.
Yeah.
Listen, I understand. Listen, I'm not, it ain't even all about, and I will say this, it ain't even about the other person.
Right.
You know, we say that and people take the shit out of me. You can do what you want with it. You'll be calling me asking me how I got through it.
Yeah.
And I don't say that arrogantly. Been there and done that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about me. I'm talking about being free from it. Enjoying that wholeness you know, just listen, free to do what you want. And you ain't bogged down by spiritual convictions. And you just, listen, you living a life around your daughters that you telling them we need to live. And you ain't, listen.
Yeah.
I ain't worried about somebody else's happiness and ain't making my happiness somebody else's responsibility.
That's right.
I know what it's like to do that. So even, listen, when you know the right thing to do, when God gives you a glimpse, like the 11th step says, when he gives you a glimpse, and listen, you know you're supposed to be over here, it feels good. You look like a perfect fit. It lifts everything around you, work, your kids, your job. He just pour all these blessings out the windows. It's just, oh my God. Listen, you sleeping on sheets of satisfaction and pillow of peace every night.
Yeah.
But there's something inside of you that destructive mechanism that cries out for failure said, go back over there just for a minute. Because you got on the full armor now. Go ahead back over there.
Yeah.
It ain't, you know, look, and here you go. Here go the real. I wasn't looking for it, just showed up. And you don't even blame it on God no more. You just do it because you need to find out what's in it. And so what do you do? The effects is you give up some of that freedom.
That's right.
Yeah, you do. You start giving the power to another individual even without your permission. Because now you got other stuff in your head. Listen, I'm talking about my mind was free. Listen, my biggest deal was, what do I buy my grandson from the store today? For real. In my test, my next test. I'm telling you. And the walk that I walk, listen, I got two daughters. 15 and 20. We live another life. We live a life outside of Sheila stuff. Which is really inside that life. If you get that. And I understand that I'm a mother by example. And if I'm telling my daughters, and we doing this over here, and it has certain kind of stuff in it, and then I like sway from it.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
But I don't say, I ain't really swayed from it because I haven't gone all the way.
Well.
You know, we justified. I'm not going to smoke crack. I'm just going to snort. And so that's going to make it different and better.
Right.
And
right.
You know, no, punk, no.
Yep.
Using is using.
Yeah.
You either all pregnant or no pregnant at all. You can't be a little pregnant. So I'm talking about not being free in that realm. Doing things with my daughters in our faith and other stuff and saying, listen, you ain't supposed to be doing none of what you're doing.
Right.
But something inside you say, well, look, here we go. Let me see how much work I've really done. And you don't even dig. Listen, I don't know. And I'm not going to say, you ain't going to be able to tell me. Listen, I got to see my sponsors from this region, actually, from CNP. And I live in Philadelphia. And my sponsor dig you a whole new, she ain't trying to hear that old crazy stuff. You can get that, look, PMS ain't an excuse for stupidness and nothing
That's
else.
Right.
You know? And she, I thank God for her because she don't let me tell myself dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Just straight on, you doing what you doing because that's what you're doing. And I understand that when something no longer fits a need in your life, you'll let it go.
Yeah, that's right.
You'll let it go. And listen, I'm telling you, I'm going through it and I'm here. So I say, listen, I can't do this anymore. Because look, facts become your friends.
Yeah.
That's why we write down on a fourth step. Because we are great ones for manipulating the truth. And my mind will tell me stuff that really, really ain't cool. So I needed to write down some stuff about this thing. See it for what it was. Be big girl enough to say, listen, it's okay. Because my head say,
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Say you're going to leave because he need to go get better.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the courage to say I need to leave because I want to go back to the freedom I had before.
Yeah.
I don't have that lack of courage. So I put it on you and say, listen, not only do you not need to be with me, but you don't need to be with nobody else because you got a lot of work to do on you. So I put the onus on another individual instead of, for real, telling the truth, I like hanging out with God. That's the exact nature.
Yeah.
You may not get that. I like hanging out with God.
That's right.
I like having spiritual peace.
Yeah.
I got all the outside stuff.
All right.
I got a nice, big, beautiful home.
Yeah.
Nice car.
Yeah.
Fantastic paying job.
Yeah.
3.8 GPA in an Ivy League school.
Yeah.
Full scholarship for both of my daughters at college. I'm talking about God has blessed the outside.
That's right.
But how you feel when you go to bed at night?
Come on.
Are you sleeping on pillows of peace and sheets of satisfaction? Listen, and it ain't even no more because my self-esteem is low. My self-esteem is real high because let me tell you the effects and defects that make your ass do some work. And it says pain can be a motivating factor to get you to do some real stuff on self.
Yeah.
relationship.
Right.
Hear what I'm saying? It took me a long. I want one. All right, girly, I love you. Mm-hmm. I ain't mad.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
And I'm being truthful. I want one, but not at the expense of my peace of
that's
spirit.
What I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking
about. Not at the expense of that anymore. And ladies and gentlemen, it took me a long. My sponsor, it took me a long time to get to that point. Because
yeah, yeah.
I needed something to make me feel good. I didn't want to be by myself. But God has blessed me with not just a full outside life, but when I'm doing the right thing for the right reason, simply because it's the right thing to do, it will fill up your spirit with your needs and all that stuff dissipate.
Yeah.
I ain't desperate no more.
That's right.
Desperate people do desperate things.
That's right.
And you reap the effects of desperate living.
Come on, man. Come on.
Unmanageability of your emotions. Listen, I've cried more in the last week than I've cried in the last year. I know. Listen, if you ain't adding, you subtracting, and you dividing, then you gotta go. And it ain't personal. Hear what I'm saying. Let me say this for the record. I love Cam. I love this brother. With everything in me, boo. I love him. I'm not losing a man.
That's right.
I'm not losing a lover. I'm losing my best friend. Somebody who was there for me, man, when it all broke loose.
Yeah.
It's easy to give up something you don't want.
That's right.
Try to tell me what you're working with when you gotta surrender all to God. Because it's simply what you got to do. Because it's the right thing to do for your living.
That's right.
Don't want to give them up. Mm. I want to keep them on life support just a little bit longer.
Mm.
But God said, you got to pull the plug.
That's right.
And you got to bury it. In order for you to get what I got on the other side, you got to let that thing go.
Yeah.
You're not going to get what I got for you as long as you keep plugging it back up. Take it off life support. It's dead. It's done. You've done all you can do. You've seen the effects of the defects. Now the positive side of those effects are you know what it's like to be free. You know what it's like to be in me. You know you're worthy today. You know you wife material and not girlfriend material. Listen, I don't know about nobody else. I want to be married.
Yeah.
I want a husband. I don't want a boyfriend. I don't want a soulmate. I don't want a partner. I don't want a significant other. I don't want a roadie. I want a husband. Somebody who's willing to go to hell and back with me. Somebody, listen, and the biggest hit is you can get anybody to do that with you. I want somebody who's willing to make a lifetime commitment.
That's right.
I want a lifer. I got some married friends say, well, look, that don't guarantee it. Well, that's where you at. I'm all right. But I just know that God loves me so much that after all I've gone through, that when he blessed me with him, it's going to be because I've done everything else. And it's going to be the end. This is it. Here he is. And here's the hit. If he don't give them to me, I'm still going to be all right. Because listen, I may not be meant to be married. Everybody's not meant. Maybe what I'm supposed to do is be single.
Yeah.
And show another single person how to live wholesome and whole single.
Yeah.
Single. Listen.
That's
I ain't want to do this.
Yeah,
cause now I fucking go the whole rest of the weekend.
That's okay.
But let me tell you how much God loves me, right? I have to do a convention next month, Matthew, down in Baltimore. Guess what the topic is?
What?
No, when at the end of the road.
Woo!
God just loves me. Like something, listen, Left Step says God makes something so obvious that you can't even ignore him anymore. You understand, when you see God working in your life, when you gave it to him in the third step, when you improved your relationship with him in 11, and you start seeking out his will, punk, if you don't want to know what his will is, you better not look for it.
That's right.
11 step tell you, listen, you understand and start realizing the power of prayer. You ain't praying for it. Listen, I got a girlfriend says she ain't praying and asking God to remove the cigarettes because she know he gonna do it. You know, I can respect that. No, and listen, he said, you keep coming to me begging and asking me to do for you what you can't do for yourself. Then I do it and you howl and you scream.
Yeah.
Six Steps says, listen, you may not be entirely ready, but just be well on your way.
That's right. You're willing.
I'm entirely ready.
Yeah.
And it's not personal. Hear what I'm saying. You will see me this weekend with the man that I'm in love with. Trust me, you will. He's here. He's with me. He did the honorable thing today and not attended this meeting. He said, go ahead, baby. I understand. I can handle it. You know, he usually now he gets me to sign a disclaimer before I share. You understand what I'm saying? So I needed to share with you, and I know that God needed me to be here. Because the reality is, when I go home tomorrow, I go home a lot freer. And I pray that you do too.
Yeah.
I need to tell you, man, it's just not that bad. It's just not that bad. Whatever it is. Listen, it is real easy. I'm going to say this. It's real easy. I ain't going to be mad at my friends who hooked up and stuff, right? Because I ain't a hater. I want for the next person what I want for me. I am not a hater. Boo, if you getting tossed, get tossed for me too. I ain't mad. For real, I really ain't mad. I know that what's for me is for me, and what's for you is for you. Everything ain't for everybody. You understand? Yes, I want to be hanging from chandeliers. Well, you've done enough of that. It's time for you to settle down. Because you have to understand that I still will confuse sex with love. Get what I'm saying? I know why I'm in the position that I'm in. I know why I can't do nothing. Because when I go into it, I need to be able to go into it with a clean... I don't want to take all the past relationships with me.
Hey.
I don't want to take all that old stuff into new stuff. And I didn't understand it some years ago when they said stuff like, you need to sit with yourself and you need to spend some time. And you know, when you don't want to do that, you come up with all kind of nifty things to say. You know, what does sitting with yourself mean? And God, you know, no, I can tell you what it means now.
Yeah.
Okay? Because what it means is sit and get with God. Because and I'm going to say, all of the time I've been in recovery, I've been the poster girl for relationship. Been in the same one for 5.5 years. I wasn't a whore when I got here, and I didn't become a whore after I got here. But I get locked. Listen, I'm a one man's woman. The brother who get me, he, you getting the cream of the crop. And I don't say that arrogantly. Because when you come here, I don't know about y'all, but my girlfriend, it took a long time for me to start feeling worthy. Worthy. Settling for less. I'm not a Happy Meal girl. I'm a maimed. Listen, give me a 50-cent upgrade. You understand? I know that about me today. And why do I keep putting myself in situations with folks who are emotionally unavailable to me?
That's right.
What part of you still feel like you need to fix them up, clean them up, and make them better? And then I start getting resentments because my head tell me I done went through all this work and he going to meet somebody else and she going to reap the benefits. Guess what? Then that was God's assignment for you with him. Believe that. You can't be mad.
That's right.
You got to let God use you how you use you. And I still talk to him, can use somebody else this week. You understand what I'm saying? I understand that. I understand. And I said to him before, I said, listen, I'm not losing you as my lover. Listen, you know when God is in a separation when you ain't fighting. When you both can be honest with each other and say, listen, you're right. I need to go my way and you need to go yours. I'm going to pack up 5.5 years of memories in my heart and move on. I love you so much that I want you happy whether you're with me or not. I love you that much, man. And I don't say that because it sounds cliche. I really do. All I want for him is to be happy.
That's right.
Because that's all I want.
That's right.
And not just happy, because happy is relative to what's happening. I want the joy that I have to be in the next individual. That even during the storms, you can still smile.
Yeah.
That you can feel what you got to feel, and you can hold your head up and keep moving. You can know that this too will pass. You can know that, listen, if God can rescue you from an active drug addiction, there's nothing he can't do in your life. There's no reason to feel hopeless in a hope program. None. Hear what I'm saying? And listen, if you're in pain, so am I.
Yes.
But I know that there's joy in the morning.
Yes.
I know that on the other side of through is through.
Yes.
I've been going around it long enough. I'm doing big woman stuff. I ain't doing big girl stuff. I'm not a girl. I'm a woman. I'm 45 years old. My girl stuff is over. I ain't playing house. I want to make a home. And until God sees fit to take me to whatever level he wants, I'll live subliminally through my girlfriend and her husband. And after riding with them for 3.5 hours just in their Jeep, I was like, now, do you really want a husband? You need to. Men don't listen to directions. They be on their own stuff. Men just, I ain't mad at you, brothers. I love y'all, boo. You know I love. She ain't telling go this way. He know we go that. I'm sitting in the truck going, man, you been. Tim's a dish of Sheila, man. You been this, man. You know, and he's so nonchalant. You know, men just act like it don't faze them. You know, and women be, and they be like, and brothers need to know we take that personal. We think you don't love us when you do that. And she's busy going, you're not listening to me, you're not listening to me. And I'm going, he hears you. He heard every word he said. He was moving at his own speed. So I've had a wonderful time. I feel a lot better than I did. I hope I've shared something to give you hope that you too can stay clean and recover. Thanks.